Well, welcome back to the program, everyone. This is Ben Glass. This is Live Life Big for Attorneys. And every week I get to interview some of the most interesting attorneys with great practices from across the country. And on today's program, I'm talking to Lori Brown. Lori is a nurse attorney who represents healthcare providers before licensing boards. Lori, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ben.
Lori, I'm a healthcare provider, and I get that dreaded letter, that certified letter that's calling me before the board, the state board or a local medical board, a professional board. What do I do next? What's the process?
Well, first of all, don't panic, because anybody can file a complaint before the licensing board. The first letter you will receive is an investigation letter, and I've even seen ex-husbands report their ex-wives who are nurses to the board. So anybody can file a complaint, so don't panic. The next step is most healthcare providers are very honest, ethical people, and they just want to tell the board everything so it will go away. And that may not be in your best interest. So it's always good to have an attorney help you with that letter so that they can put what is most pertinent that the board wants to hear so that the board will close their file.
You know, I think you're exactly right. I know in the lawyer world, when lawyers get that letter, they want to try to handle it themselves, explain to the state bar themselves a lot. But usually, almost always, the best advice is talk to someone who is experienced in handling matters in front of whatever regulatory board it is. First, you might not need to hire them, but at least let's talk to someone. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how did you get into this highly specialized field of the law?
Well, as you mentioned before, I'm a registered nurse as well as an attorney. And when I was a nurse, I kept seeing things being kind of pushed under the rug, and nurses wouldn't say anything about it. And it bothered me because patients were getting harmed because of it. And I actually never planned to go to law school, but I got divorced and said, I can do this. So I love being able to connect both sides of my world, the legal as well as the healthcare, together to do this kind of work.
What sort of penalties does a healthcare provider face when they get a letter and some board is looking at some action that they took or didn't take?
If charges are filed, primarily the board can do one of four things. They can put your license on probation. They can give you a reprimand, which is really just a slap on the wrist. They can suspend your license, and they can revoke your license. Now, the probation, suspension, and revocation all limit your ability to find a job or to maintain your job even. A lot of places will not allow healthcare providers to work with their license on probation. So, obviously, the best case scenario is to get a reprimand or have the case dismissed.
Give us some sense of what your experience is now in this world and actually representing professionals in front of the boards. How many cases, how many years you've been doing this?
I have been practicing for 23 years, and I've always been an advocate for healthcare providers. I initially started my career doing medical malpractice defense, representing hospitals and healthcare providers for malpractice. And now, for the last 15 years, I do some medical legal consulting, but my primary position is representing healthcare providers before the board, and I've done that all my years in practice. And I've probably represented over 300 healthcare providers before the licensing board.
When somebody represents themselves or tries to represent themselves, what sort of mistakes, either in strategy or procedure, have you seen them make that probably could have been avoided if they worked with someone who has the experience?
Well, you have to remember that even though this is a matter before the board, it is a legal matter. And the first thing the board will do is when they introduce your case, they will say, do you waive your right to counsel? And if you do, that's it. Your rights are not protected. Also, they expect you to present your case like an attorney would, by knowing the rules of evidence and what to object to. I've seen it over and over again. Nurses who represent themselves can't preserve their case for appeal if they should have won in the first place, whereas an attorney can protect that right. And then the other thing that they do is they don't know how to what evidence to present and how to admit that evidence and how to anticipate what the state will cross-examine you on and to be prepared for it. So it is a legal proceeding, a very legal proceeding, and nurses, most nurses and healthcare providers really don't know what they're walking into until they get there.
Are these proceedings public proceedings or are they private? In other words, if someone actually goes to a board hearing and is exonerated, let's just say, does that ever get out? Is that available information to the public?
Every time an actual charges are filed against the healthcare provider, not the investigation part, but actual charges, those are all public record for the public to see. So even if the case is dismissed, the actual charges will still be public record, but the order showing the dismissal will also be public. That's why the best way to stop these things is at the beginning, for at the investigation stage.
One of the things that you are known for is helping healthcare providers be what you call proactive once they get one of these dreaded letters. What do you mean by that?
Well, there is a lot of evidence that you can show the board initially to get them to close their file, to show that there's no merit to the case and that you didn't violate any of the laws that affect your license. But you can also be proactive in your job to prevent from getting a complaint in the first place.
Let's talk about that, because that's interesting. And we, before we went on the air, you told me about sort of a thinking program that you have about this. How can someone be proactive on their job?
Well, it's really interesting. Like I said, I've represented over 300 healthcare providers, and I looked at all of them to see what they had in common. And I figured out that a system, which I call GIFs, the word GIFs, and GIFs is an acronym. And one of these GIFs isn't, they're not using if they're in trouble. So the acronym, is for, the G is for the word giving, which means giving not only to your patients, because as healthcare providers, we all naturally do that, but giving to your coworkers, to administration, and also to yourself. If you're working, I had one nurse who worked 120 hours in a pay period. She was not being giving to herself. And when she made a mistake, you know, that really hurt her. I is for the word integrity. And that is so important, obviously, for healthcare providers to be in integrity. But their documentation has to reflect what they did. They have to be honest on their license renewal applications and also their job applications. The F is for focus and follow through. And that means, you know, obviously as a healthcare provider, you want to be focused and follow through. When you do something, you want to follow through and make it work, make sure it worked. Or if you order something, you want to follow through and make sure you receive the results. T is for the word trust, and that's trusting your gut. Because our gut knows, you know, you can walk into a room of a patient, and you'll know in a second if something's wrong. But our mind somehow talks us out of it, or we get into fear about, what if, you know, their vitals look fine, you know, maybe nothing's happening, or what if a doctor yells at me? You've got to trust your gut. That's number one. And then the last one is source. You are the source of what happens in your practice. So do you want to work around people who are not following the rules and doing what they're supposed to do? You can shift that, or you can go someplace else. But you're the source of what happens. If you let everything happen to you and be blaming, oh, well, if we had more staff, this wouldn't have happened, or if I had a better assignment, this wouldn't have happened, that's not going to serve you. So you get to be the source of how you respond to your, what's happening to you or your practice.
I imagine that when somebody gets a letter from a board, that can be a very scary time. And now that person, that healthcare provider, needs to think about, I think, who do I want to go to for good advice? We'll talk about your practice in a second. But basically, what should someone in that position be looking for in terms of background, experience, and expertise?
Well, I always say if you have a brain tumor, you don't want it removed by a family practice doctor. You want a neurosurgeon. So it's the same in law. You want to go to somebody who works in that area all the time who can help you the best.
Now, your practice is in Indianapolis, but I know that you work with folks from all over the country. So explain to us, how does that happen? What sort of a network have you built up?
Well, I'm a member of the American Association of Nurse Attorneys. I started our Indiana chapter back in 1994 and have served on the board. And we have a network of nurse attorneys all over the country. And as a result, I am able to partner with nurse attorneys or other attorneys who have expertise in this licensed defense area to help people all over the country.
Now, if someone has gotten one of those letters and they're listening to this recording and they would like to reach out to speak to you, how should they do that? How does it work? Do you offer a free initial screening? How does someone get to work with Lori Brown?
I do. We encourage people to call. We'd much rather have people call when they think there's a problem than to wait until there's an actual problem, because we can be a better assistance to them. But either way, we can help, and we're glad to do it. This is our passion. We love it. We love helping healthcare providers. It's my opinion that most healthcare providers get into trouble unnecessarily because they just didn't know, and they were trying to do the right thing, but it didn't turn out that way. Anybody's welcome to call us, and we'd be happy to speak with them.
Lori, I know you've written a very cool book, Law and Order for Nurses, The Easy Way to Protect Your License and Your Livelihood. Tell us why you wrote the book and what's in it.
Well, Ben, after I represented over 200 healthcare providers before the board, I started thinking, wait a minute, as I mentioned before about how I came up with the gifts, that is how I wrote the book. I decided that so many healthcare providers were getting in trouble unnecessarily, and at that point primarily nurses, that I wrote the book and shared all the stories of the nurses who got in trouble so that nurses can see all the ways that people can get in trouble and how easy it is, and what gifts were missing so that they can use their gifts to protect their license. I'd much rather prevent a problem than have a problem.
Yes, and how can people get a hold of the book?
The book is available at lawandorderfornurses.com, but of course all my clients get one.
Great, and I'd recommend that anyone who's in this situation get a hold of Lori's book and then give her a call to discuss your situation in confidence. Lori, if somebody wants to give you a call to discuss their situation in confidence with you, what number should they use?
They can call our toll-free number, 844-NURSE-ATTORNEY. That's 844-687-7328. Or our local number, which is 317-465-1065.
Well, great. Well, Lori, look, thanks so much for being on today's program. Lori Brown, very interesting and unique practice, a nurse attorney who represents healthcare providers before a licensing board. Lori has a network nationwide. And so if you do get one of those letters, feel free to give Lori a call, and she'll help you figure out which path to go down. Lori, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.